Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
We've got a special guest in the studio. I think it's the first time we've ever done an interview. So I'm really pleased that you're in. So Rachel Thompson from Pan Together. How are you and welcome?
I'm very well indeed, Ian, and I'm absolutely delighted to be here.
It's good to see you. It's good to know that as well. you are doing some amazing work, and I know you've probably got an amazing team, you know, working behind you, but, you know, things is tough out there, but Pan Together is pulling together and doing a lot of good stuff.
It absolutely is. I mean, we exist fundamentally as a small island charity to support and provide a community hub for the residents of East Newport. And East Newport includes the Isle of Wight's most disadvantaged area, and 94% of places in England are more affluent than Pan. And the statistics are really shocking. 35% of children are living in poverty, which is double the England average. And those statistics are from 4 years ago, from September 2019. And the situation has undoubtedly worsened in the wake of the pandemic and the cost of living crisis, which is biting so hard for so many.
It's here. And it's here. If we don't do anything, you are doing something. And I think that's what's wonderful. It's a positive thing. If we sit and do nothing, you know, it doesn't become wonderful. It becomes a problem.
Exactly.
But you're getting on with it. And I just think it's great.
Me and the team of staff and volunteers are committed to our charitable mission, which is to improve the conditions of life for local residents. So we wouldn't be fulfilling what we're supposed to be doing as a charity if we weren't helping. I mean, going back to the lockdowns and so on, in the 19 months from March 2020 to November 2021, we helped people in over 5,300 different ways with no-cost children's meals, home delivered for families on the cusp of eligibility for free school meals, with lunches for vulnerable people, with prescription collections and deliveries, and with essential shopping. But we recognised, after what we called our lifeline support services during the pandemic had finished, so autumn 2021, we recognised there was a growing need, and our community support and anti-poverty services would be increasingly essential, and they absolutely have been. We opened the Pan Community Larder in November last year, and anybody who lives in East Newport, so Pan Meadows, Barton and Fairlie, can visit the community larder on becoming a member, and membership's free. It's open twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays, 12 till 2. People pay £5. We give them two carrier bags, which they fill for themselves with fresh, frozen, refrigerated, tinned, dried food and other household essentials. And if they pick wisely, they can get £20 to £30 worth of goods. And importantly, nobody needs a referral. So anybody who lives in the East Newport area can come along and visit. And, the need is absolutely pressing. Since January, we've seen a 234% increase in visitors to the larder, and we've fed over 2,300 mouths. So we're certainly helping. We can't, you know, nobody should have to choose between food and fuel and children's clothes. But we can't change the world, but we can and do make a tangible difference to people's lives.
Honestly, I'm astounded at obviously all the good stuff that you're doing, but 234% increase, and that's only just this year.
Or
it's not only three quarters of it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's only going to go up, isn't it?
It is, and the interesting thing, which perhaps Ian people don't realise, is that demand is greatest from working families, who are kind of really struggling to make ends meet because they're on zero-hours contract in low-paid or seasonal work. So as well as having people who are on benefits, there's a large proportion of working families using the larder every week. And you know, older people too who are on their own. And there's one lady who comes in every Tuesday who is always, we always have a big chat with everybody who comes, but this one lady in particular says it is the highlight of her week coming to the community larder, because she talks to the other visitors and she talks to us, and you know, she's lonely and it gives her a chance to get out of the house and meet people. And you know, it's a sort of it's a social service in terms of it's getting, helping to reduce isolation and loneliness at the same time.
Wow, killing a few stones or a few birds with one stone, isn't it? I think that's
exactly
wonderful.
Exactly, and people, you know, chat to each other about what they do with the various things they've put in their supermarket carrier bags. So, you know, a tin of new potatoes, when drained and put in an air fryer, makes really good roast potatoes. So word has spread about what you can do with a tin of potatoes. So, you know, it's it doesn't feel sort of depressing in any way, because we are really helping. And we've just launched a new service following the closure of the Island Law Centre back in the spring. We're now running a money management and form filling service to help people who perhaps are struggling to get the support they need in terms of personal independence payments or attendance allowance or getting your blue badge form filled in. So we're running that. If anybody across Newport and Carisbrook can get in touch with us, and we can slot in a free confidential appointment.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I'm just sat here thinking now, if I was in this position, what would I do? Would I know where to go? Would I know where to go to get help and so on? Mm. And, you know, I'm now thinking this is a perfect opportunity.
Absolutely.
To tell people.
Absolutely. I mean, word of mouth is key, but having opportunities like this to tell the broader stretch of people what we're doing and what we can provide. I mean, right now, this minute up at the community centre, we're running free drop-in sessions every Wednesday from 9 till 3 for people who are thinking about returning to work after a break, they want help with their CVs, they want to brush up their skills. And anybody can drop in to the community centre on a Wednesday between 9 and 3 and get some help.
Fantastic. I'd be so lost. I really, and you just imagine, I'm not an idiot, and I know that there's help out there, and I guess you'd find it eventually. But if you're one of those people that out there that just don't know where to turn, and because the pressure's on you, even more pressure is on you, it's a case of, well, I'm not thinking straight, I don't know where to look, and all of a sudden you're at your wit's end. It's a case of, right, what do I do? What do I do? So, I mean, there is help.
There is help, and, you know, we try and publicise the things we do as much as we can. We can't afford to do very regular newsletters, but a couple of times a year we do a newsletter which we drop through over 3,000 doors. We are on social media. We try and get news releases out into the press to tell people about our activities. But this is a really glorious opportunity to reach another audience. So thank you, Ian.
No, you're welcome. And please, you know, this won't be the last time. Come in on a regular basis. Tell us what's what. And we just want to help and reach
Just one thing I do want to say is, as well as all the other things we're doing, we do have a community cafe up at Downside Community Centre.
So is anybody welcome in that then?
Everybody's welcome. And it's kind of affordable, fresh, tasty food with legendary breakfasts, but anybody can pop in. It's not open on a Monday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 9 till 2:30, 3 o'clock-ish. So, yeah, come along and have a cup of tea.
Sell me this legendary breakfast.
Mm.
Sell me. What is it?
Wendy, who's our cafe manager, will tell me off. I know it's got 7 items in it. It has definitely got bacon. It's got sausages. It's got eggs, it's got tomatoes, it's got beans, it's got hash browns and I can't think of the seventh. I've got to six. Toast, obviously.
Oh, right.
Toast and butter. There we go.
Well, that sounds legendary, doesn't it?
No, it is. It's fantastic.
You sold it to me. Not open on Mondays. Right.
Open on Mondays.
Right. And how can we all help? Just say, for instance, we all know that there's a lot of people out there struggling, but there's probably a lot of people out there that are not. And they're probably wondering, well, could we help? How can they?
Well, we've got collection points for our community larder at Mountbatten, the hospice. We've got collection points at the co-op in Rookley and the co-op in Cowes. People, we welcome donations of non-perishable goods. And if people want to know what sort of stuff we'd like, I'd suggest they give us a ring at Pan Together. And but people drop in box, you know, they go through their cupboards and bring us some, you know, tins of stuff that they're never going to use. And really importantly, Ian, one thing we're always in need of is standard size supermarket carrier bags. If people could go through their cupboards, root around, we love carrier bags. We encourage our larder visitors to bring back the carrier bags, but sometimes they forget, or people are new and they don't know what's going on. So we would rather spend our, much needed money on buying direct food and other household essentials for people rather than spending money on carrier bags. So a plea for carrier bags to Pan Together, please.
I wasn't expecting that, but it's also good for the planet as well, I guess.
Well, it is, you know? Of course it is.
Brilliant. I think that's wonderful. I really do. I think more power to your elbow, and I think you've got a great team up there, and yeah. I think what you're doing is absolutely amazing. And, you know, there is a little bit of me that thinks we shouldn't be doing it, we shouldn't have to do it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I would say, and I don't mind saying it, it's a damning indictment on society that we have to provide these services. But thank goodness we're there. Thank goodness we're here when people need us. And when they don't need us either, just coming in for a chat, it's just, you know, everybody's welcome.
Yeah, brilliant. It's really nice to see you again. And please come back again on a regular
Certainly
basis.
Will. Certainly
just,
will.
Just give us the website details that we can
so
go to.
So the website is www.pantogether, all one word, .org.uk.
There's an awful lot of help there.
There is.
And there is assistance. So if you are, like, you know, one of those people that is thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. You may have just been made redundant. You may have just, you know, worked out that things are costing a massive amount.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden you've got a large bill that's fallen in your lap and you can't see a way of coping.
No. One of the recent visitors to our larder was a mum who'd just moved into the local area who burst into joyful tears when she left the larder and told us she'd had to pawn her wedding ring the previous week to feed her children.
Oh, wow.
Now, that sort of help that we can provide, you don't have to be in that extreme a circumstance, and we don't ask any questions apart from you do need to be in our East Newport area. But, you know, it's everybody's welcome. Nobody needs a referral.
And we should point out that you might feel like, why me? Why don't? Because other people are probably feeling exactly the
Absolutely.
Same thing. So, you know, just reach out, get some help. And we should point out that there is also some assistance with a variety of things, a massive variety of things. And I know that council get a hard time, and I don't really realise, I don't know why they get a hard time, because they are kind of putting all of these things together.
Absolutely. So. There are lots and lots of pockets of support, and they have their cost of living website, and a variety of other organisations across the island get funding from the local authority to provide services of all sorts. So, you know, reach out. That's the message.
Fantastic. Check out that website, and the council website is so easy to find as well. You go on, just go on to the council website.
Exactly.
Look on the right hand side, and it's there, cost of living.
Yeah.
And it all comes under that, cost of living.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate your time.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.
You've got to go back to work now and be busy.
I have indeed.